From the central coast of California, across the nation and around the world, bringing you conscious living through positive thinking. It's time to turn the lead in your life into gold. It's Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies. And in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey. At Radio Monterey, we bring you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Visit RadioMonterey.com to take a look at the shows and the hosts and the information they're bringing you that will help you be better informed in your life. In addition, Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rota Psychic Fair, which is returning to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. It's Halloween, Samhain, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, Day of the Dead, the time when the veils between the worlds are thin. And that means only one thing. It's time to have fun. So come on out to the Rota Psychic Fair. Have a party with us. Come in a costume. Come as who you might have been. Come as who you might become. Come as who you are. But any way you choose to do it, go to rotapsychicfair.com, sign up for the email list, and get notified of the ongoing events like the quarterly previews, the virtual psychic fairs, Illuminate, Lithafair, all these ongoing sister events that are going under the Rota Psychic Fair connection. And make sure you come out October 29th and 30th to take a look at the Rota Psychic Fair at the Monterey Fairgrounds. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have made it all the way to the 6th of February. It has been quite a journey. We are in the downslope. We are headed into fall. Pretty soon we'll have our winter solstice. We'll head into the dark night of winter. Our fall equinox, and we'll head into the dark night of winter, headed toward our winter solstice. So it's all coming on us quick. And the question we have to ask ourselves is, what have you been doing this year? But this is a good time for us to focus in on one thing. And you know me, that means a little Day by Day with James Allen. Now, James Allen wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903, and he wanted us to know that our present reality is a direct outcome of our past thoughts and actions. But our past thoughts and actions don't create our future. We create our future now, in the present moment. Every day when we awaken, we have an opportunity to create our future anew. It only depends on us. The attitudes, the beliefs, the thoughts, the actions we choose to take will create that future. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been carved up into a little segment for each day of the month. And today, for the 6th day of the month, he says, release the past. Don't dwell upon the sins and mistakes of yesterday so exclusively as to have no energy and mind left for living rightly today. And don't think that the sins of yesterday can prevent you from living purely today. If you're going through something, it's a good time to sit down and say, first, acknowledge any pain you're going through. Grieve any loss you're experiencing. Forgive any persons who you feel have wronged you. Forgive yourself and determine to release the event so you can move on. Don't be stuck right here in this magical month of September, which Kirilani will tell you more about when we get to her Go With The Flow. But one final thought before I turn it over to Kirilani is to remind us what Unity has shared in their daily word for today. And divine order is actively at work, providing opportunities and direction. Whatever is going on in your life, there's a lesson, there's a purpose, there's a meaning. And sometimes in the moment, the meaning sucks. But the important part is to get up. As Les Brown always said, if you fall down on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up. And this is the month for reframing, changing, and moving forward with anything that you have left stagnant or stuck in your life. But I'll stop for now. Let's go to Kirilani. She's known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. With her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, Kirilani is a real-world agent for transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, providing custom essential oil blends and hand-dyed silk scarves to create unique fusion consultations that empower your personal vibrations to bring great insights and transformation. She provides her unique Go With The Flow segment every Tuesday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Oh, well, thanks, Salazar. And my goodness, what a fun weekend it was at the Monterey County Fair. Salazar was there doing readings and had a booth there and sharing with people about the upcoming Road Affair as well as his new book. And it was really a great event. And thank you for everyone who stopped by the booth to say hello. It's always fun to see people from year to year at the fair. And it kind of kicks off this month with a little spurt of fun. And I think that's important because, frankly, it's been a year. And for some people, it's been a little bit of a gauntlet of a year. And that happens when you have a 9-year because it's bringing up everything. It's meant to turn over every rock in your garden and say, okay, what do you have hiding under that rock? Do you want to keep that there? So there's an awful light that's coming up in people's lives. And where we are in the year, as Salazar said, wow, it's amazing. We're in September. We only really have 3 months left of the pure, and less than 3 months now, pure energy of 2016 until we really shift our focus to 2017. So where we are in the year, we're in the rich part of the manifesting cycle of the year. And even as we're manifesting, for the seeds that we planted at the beginning of this year, we're starting to craft and sow those seeds for next year. So there's a lot of overlapping currents of energy going on. And September brings us this wonderful infusion of limitless potential and possibilities, of magic and miracles. It is an energy very much aligned with the goddess, with that connecting with Mother Earth and looking at what magic and miracles there are in nature and realizing we're not separate from that. We're all part of that. So the miracle of our bodies, the miracle of what happens when we come together and create. So it is the energy of the pregnant void of all possibilities. So if you reach into, think of all the colors, and if you mix them together, what do you get? You get black, because it represents all that is there, all that is possible. And sometimes we think of it as that unrealized potential, but it's from that place, that pregnant void of all possibilities, that all can be birthed, all can come. Breaking back into that spectrum of light, it can become any color or all colors. So the goddess energy abounds, that magic and miracle abounds. So when we look at how the energy aligns with the year, it gives you not only this infusion of limitless potential and possibilities, it gives you the power of transformation, the power of transformation of the shapeshifter, of the master architect, of the alchemist. Now, some of you may say, I'm not an alchemist. I'm not a transformer. I'm not a shapeshifter. And I would beg to differ. Because every time we walk into the kitchen, we become an alchemist, a transformer, a shapeshifter. So all it takes is combining a couple of ingredients and you create something different. Or even taking a single ingredient. And I was noticing this with asparagus, because asparagus aligns to the vibration of September. If you eat asparagus raw, or you steam it, or you boil it, or you grill it, you get a totally different flavor just from what type of heat you apply to it. And isn't that amazing? And so if we look at all these little places in our life and think of our life as being this master project in alchemy, that all of our gifts and talents and abilities that we come into this life with, those are our ingredients. So when we go to concoct something and put something together, that's what we have to work with. It's like mean on the Food Network, that Chopped show. You get a basket of ingredients, and this is what you're going to make your life from. Now, there's an infinite number of possibilities of what you can do with this basket of ingredients that you have, of your talents and abilities and gifts. And you have the free will to choose what you're going to do with that. So this is the month to really tap in to how amazing each of us are. You know, we are each that snowflake. We are unique. We come in with this unique blueprint and pattern and configuration of capabilities. And now September asks you, what are you going to do with it? Are you just going to leave all of your basket of ingredients there to get old and rot, or are you going to take them out of the basket and do something with them? This is the time of the year for action. And alchemy only happens, magic and miracles happen with action, with interaction, with other people, with the universe, with the divine energy. It is not a stagnant function. It is a continuous flow kind of function. So this is the time of year to make sure that we're not sitting back on our heels and just waiting. This is the time in each moment to say, what do I have the power to influence and change? What can I try as an experiment? And a lot of times, back to cooking, cooking is a great grand experiment. Life is a great grand experiment. So if you take your life as your basket of ingredients and you do something, at the end of the month, you will be different than you are today, whatever that something is, because that energy of transformation is really demanding some level of change, some level of shifting. And if you're just willing in a 9 year to offer up those things that you wish to transform in your life, and that's going from bottoms up. That's kind of focusing on, this is my as-is state. This is where I would like to be, and this is how I get there. So if you walked in the kitchen and you say, okay, here are my ingredients, that's my as-is state. You say, well, I want to cook something for dinner. I'm going to make sautéed vegetables on top of pasta, right? You have an end vision in mind. And then you go about a number of different ways you could get there. There's not one way to make that, right? That is your kind of bottoms-up way of transforming and manifesting. Now, the other way to experiment with this month is really kind of a top-down approach. Let's say you say, okay, I know that I have all these different attributes and capabilities. There's some of them that I may still have hidden from myself, so some of my ingredients I'm not even aware of. And I kind of have a feeling that I would like something that's nutritious and nourishing, but I don't know what exactly that looks like. And I don't have a specific outcome. Now, I experience this more when I'm doing art projects where I just work with color. I don't have a particular picture in my mind. I'm working with the feel. I'm working with the energy. That happens when I'm blending essential oils. I don't have an exact recipe that I'm following. My grandma did it when she was making cinnamon rolls. It was a pinch of this and a dab of that. And if it was a little more humid that day, she might do a little less yeast. And she might throw in a little extra this and a little extra that. And if you asked her for the exact recipe, she wouldn't have been able to give it to you because it didn't come from her mind. It came from her spirit. And that's really, if we can learn to play with that dance, that's a lot where the magic and miracles come from. Because when we're creating bottoms up, it's creating something our mind has already conceived. And our mind, by definition, is somewhat limited. If we create from our spirit, when we open up to that limitless potential and possibilities, that's when something can slip in that you say, hey, I didn't even know that was possible. We did it this weekend with a group of friends with figs. I've never played with figs. Well, my goodness, figs align with that energy of September. Well, I'd never had grilled figs. I had never had them tossed in a salad. Amazing how different figs can be with just a little few minutes of preparation. So these are the areas where we can kind of open up in fun and playful ways to say, I'm willing to dance with the universe. I'm willing to change. I'm willing to transform. I'm willing to have more good stuff flow into my life. So here we are in September in this kind of juncture between the physical week and the emotional week. So it's a good thing to be looking at things like food, how we're nourished, how we can make that be a delightful experience. And as we transition through this week, we'll be kind of going from the emotional to the mental. This is where if we can involve all of our senses, our sense of taste and smell and touch and hearing and sight, all of our senses, engage them in the creation and manifestation process, in that process of alchemy, it's a more powerful, more potent form of creation and manifestation. So those are some of the playful things you can try out this week. I wanted to reiterate some of the tools, vibrational tools you can work with in September. So the colors of blue and aqua, all shades of blue, all shades of green, working with that. You can use the colors to help you either open up to that limitless potential or to zero down, if you look at the darker shades of the colors, to focus your energy. The aromatherapy is grapefruit and lemongrass and melissa, which is a type of lemon verbena. All of those are available through doTERRA, and they're really delightful. They're both, actually all three, very invigorating and get you moving. So if you're having a little problem with motivation and getting yourself out there, those will help. And if you're interested in the doTERRA essential oils, they're certified therapeutic grade. They're the purest ones I've been able to find. And you can go out to mydoterra.com, actually mydoterra.com/vibe, if you would like to get access to those oils or learn more about them. And the stones you can work with, moonstone, tiger's eye, lavender quartz. And we've got a couple of really great, powerful days this week to take advantage of. September 7th, we have this bridge between heaven and earth that comes about through really acknowledging that we are these beings of light. We are meant here to be those bridges, to anchor heaven to earth. And it helps that day to give yourself some time for meditation because you can tap in to that clarity and wisdom, that goddess energy, that wisdom of the earth, and feel that connecting with each of your cells, to open up each cell, to just hold a little bit more light, to flow like a river, a little more light and love through it. And as we go into the emotional week, it's always about opening our heart. So the more we can open our heart to love and experience that light as love, or experience our love as light, flip it either way you want, and just send that love to your physical body. Send that love to the earth. Send that love to all the people in your life. And realize when you tap in really fully, it is an infinite flow. You can never be depleted because you are connected to the source of all the love, all the light, all the truth that you are and that is. So then on the 11th, we've got this great portal of connection with others, and it's all about emotional connection. So that opening up your heart, blessing each person who walks into your day, into your life, and using that to really open up strengthening your connections with your own soul and with all of the people in your universe. And then on the 13th, let's see, that's still, well, actually, we'll be back together again before then. Is that true? Well, that's next Tuesday. Okay, so the 13th, so you can take advantage of it, is another one of these 44 days. That's that bridge between heaven and earth. It's the seed of the god, seed of the goddess. So realizing, acknowledging consciously that the divine never left the creator. We have that divinity within us to really honor that light within ourselves. And then just like on that day on the 11th, honoring that light, that namaste energy between you and each person you interact with, each being you interact with. So your pets, a tree, whatever it is in your life that you feel an energetic connection to. So that is an awful lot of information, but hopefully a little goodness to get you motivated to say, this is just a juicy month. It's a beautiful, beautiful energy in the fall. We've got all this energy of harvest all around us. And to realize how really lucky we are, how much there is to appreciate in our everyday world here on the Central Coast, and how much beauty we're surrounded by, and really just kind of savoring that, reveling in that, because that's what attracts that energy of the magic and the miracles. That's what opens you up to moving beyond all these constraints and limitations we've placed in our life. That's the key, is going into our heart, because when we're in that state of gratitude, that state of love and appreciation, that doorway to our spirit opens up. And when it does, everything else starts becoming a lot easier. So, Solazar, do you have any things you want to add to that or questions on any of the information?
Well, a couple of things that I do want to add. I want to thank you for thanking the people who came out to the county fair, because I didn't. So I appreciate that you did that. And I appreciate that you were able to come out and help with that, because that really helped. It made a difference. But let's talk about September 7th. At 4:34 a.m. Pacific time, Venus in Libra creates a sextile with Saturn in Sagittarius. So this means you can get things done. So take your energy that you spoke about for the 7th, and you couple it with this, it really says it's a good time to fix relationships. It's a good time to mend fences. It's a good time to get something that's been stalled moving. So it's really kind of a nice little day and a nice little package. And I believe you said it was a real power day as well.
Yeah, it's definitely. So it's bringing, when you said Venus, right?
It's Venus in Libra and Saturn in Sagittarius.
Yeah, and so it's calling for us to open up to unconditional love. That's yep. that energy of Venus. And as well as Sagittarius, the humanitarian aspects of Sagittarius. What else was in there?
Well, that's it was Saturn in Sagittarius. So Saturn's pretty much our worker bee. It says,
yeah.
do it, and you'll get good results.
And, you know, I think it's asking us to do it in an uplifted way that
absolutely.
Says, you know, let's think about it from a humanitarian point of view, not just what is in it for me, what's in it for all of us. So we're all in this transformation from the me to the we, to say if we're doing things that are for the highest good of the all, not sacrificing ourselves, but truly they're win-win situations for improving some aspect of our life, some aspect of the world. Those are the things that the universe comes in and goes, ah, let's fund this one. Let's put a little fuel behind it. Let's put a little energy and juice behind it. Let's drop in a magic miracle thing here, right?
Well, it's also a day of creativity, just to let you know. Those combinations of planets and energies create a great day of creativity also. So it's a day for doing things and creating things. And as I said, mending fences. It's a day of relationships.
Yeah, I love that. And that ties very much into the kind of, it gives you this dose of clarity and wisdom that the vibrations bring in also, and that'll help to say, well, where do I want to focus the energy for that day? If I have some fences to mend, which ones, you know, let's shine a flashlight there and figure out, you know, where's the best way to use that creative juice.
And then you also mentioned the 11th, if I recall, as
yes.
a real power day. And that day also, Venus in Libra will square Pluto in Capricorn. So once again, it's a day about relationships because of that Venus in Libra. But you take Capricorn, which is really a stable, persistent, driven type. It's an earth energy. It's driven. Coupled with Pluto, which likes to turn things upside down. And it's really saying it's not going to be a stable day. It's not a traumatic or dramatic day, but it's really saying, take a look at everything you're doing. And if you need to let it go, let it go. If you need to begin it, begin it. But it's a day where it's really saying, put in the work for what you want your relationships to look like in your life. And you'll get them.
Very nice.
So those days kind of coincided with the energy days you were talking about. And something else I wanted to mention, you mentioned also about when we pick the fruit, because you were talking about one way of being alchemical and magical and transformative is also looking at how, what we're eating, what we're preparing. I want to remind people too, going back to that card of ripeness from the Osho Zen Tarot, that fruit goes bad if it sits on the tree after it's ripe. So each of us next needs to look at ourselves also under that same metaphor and say, we're already ripe. We've got to stop trying to cling to the branch. We need to get out. We need to take action. We need to change what we're doing if we want to change the reality we're in.
Well, definitely.
And then just a quick reminder that the card for the month was the Three of Rainbows, the card of guidance, where it has an angelic figure seeming to stream. And the primary message underneath this, when we spoke about it last week, we mentioned it, but I want to remind people that the message is you're getting the guidance you need. You just have to listen for it. It's there. So it's reminding everybody that don't sit down and say, well, I just don't know what to do next. That's really not true. It just means you're not listening. And in some cases, if you feel like you're still not hearing it, do something. Do one small thing. Do one thing differently. Make one shift and just see what that result is and see if it leads you to another direction.
Well, that's wonderful because that's part of this energy of September too, of trusting your instincts to lead you from step to step. It's not necessarily pre-planned out, and to be open to getting that inspiration or guidance from your angels, from your ascended masters, from your Amakua, from your familiars, you know, from nature, from cloud forms, from wherever it might be, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the movie where it said, it's a sign, it's a sign?
Oh, that was Sleepless in Seattle. Seattle.
But you don't believe in signs.
That's right.
Right?
In the month of September,
the universe is trying to send you signs. You know, it comes in dreams. It comes in daydreams. It may come, I admit I have a bad habit of things pop in when I'm driving, which means I'm probably not totally focusing on driving. Some people, it pops in the shower. Whatever it is for you that has that little portal of opening up to inspiration, you know, create some of that space.
Well, I think it's important. Let's even go back to whether it's shower or driving. What people can get from that is the important issue is things come in very often when we're not focused on that thing. Are you there, Kira?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wasn't sure. But what I wanted to say, I'll finish this, is that so the things come in. So if people are really struggling to say, what do I need to do here? The issue is be clear on your intention and then let go of the need to have the answer in this moment. Because the answer will come when you're not focused on that issue.
Exactly. And it's a little bit sometimes like trying to grab a butterfly or to capture the edge of a cloud, right? When that inspiration comes through, when that insight comes through, have a little recorder or a little, you know, pad of paper or something with you to jot a few things down. Because if your mind says, oh, well, it's not convenient right now, like, for example, when I get this great dream with all these insights, but then the alarm goes off and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be late for work, and I get up and I go run around and think, well, I'm going to write the dream down later when I have time. I can't remember it. Because I've gone fully into my left brain, and these insights are coming from our spirit into our right brain. So it's practice with kind of opening up that channel and opening up to be able to retain the information as it comes through. And if people want a little bit more inspiration and oomph this month, I would recommend reading Elizabeth Gilbert's new book. It's called Big Magic. And it is a delightful read, and it really gives you a lot of insights into the creative process that she uses, all the excuses that we come up with to not create, to not manifest, and kind of dissects them. I thought it was an excellent, excellent, excellent resource. So Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert.
Now, what I'm about to say may sound like it's counter to everything I've said or you've said, but the card I picked for the show, I think, goes right with what you just said, but not necessarily with what we were leading up to. And it's the card of the Seven of Rainbows, which is patience in the Osho Zen Tarot. So it has the pregnant woman and the cycles of the moon overhead. And I think it goes right with what you said. Sometimes we have to recognize that the time is not in this moment. But yet at the same time, we still have to take an action. We have to take an action, and the answer may really be not at this moment. And that's okay.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
And to think about when, let's say someone gets pregnant, and so the doctor tells them that they're pregnant, and they're like, 2 days later, well, where's the baby? Right? You know, honoring that gestation period, whether it's a baby, whether it's a thought, an idea, a project, all these seeds that we're planting are things that some of them may come to fruition and harvest in this month, but there's a lot of them where we're creating, crafting, setting that seed down, offering that up to the universe with a level of trust that it's going to come to fruition in divine right timing, and to not try to control that timing, because it's back to, in limitlessness, you can't control the timing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's being willing to show up, do our parts, and trust that puzzle pieces are going to come together.
Well, I think the most impactful piece of what you were sharing is also for us to, like you said, trust that it will come in its time. So just because we do something, it's kind of like you said, just because I eat healthy today doesn't mean I drop 10 pounds tomorrow. You know, it may take more time because it took more time to get to where I am. We have to be patient with ourselves in the process, but yet at the same time, do everything that you pointed out. Use the energy as you've indicated, but we have to be patient with ourselves. It's not going to change overnight. But we can change overnight. And I think that that's the great beauty of everything we do. We can shift in a moment, and that shift can lead to a new future for all of us.
And some things can change overnight, but not being fixated that if they didn't, then somehow everything was a failure, right?
Yeah.
So it's like being open to it, but not expecting it. I don't know how to, you know, there's a balance there. So, interesting selection of cards. I love that. And that card that you picked, the patience card, that's on the physical, right? It's the rainbows.
It's the rainbows, yes. All right. About the material world, yeah.
Yeah. And September is very much an earth energy of vibrationally, not necessarily astrology-wise, but vibrationally, because it's saying, you know, get out there and touch the earth, connect with the earth, realize that when we're in oneness with the earth, that's where our power is. When we're in the present moment, connected with the earth, connected with all the elements, that's when we're in our power for creation and manifestation.
Well, September does start with earth energy of Virgo. So,
oh, that's true.
And it'll close out as we go into October. We'll be starting, of course, with that air energy of Libra. So actually it is earth. We're leading in with earth. And, you know, we started with that big solar eclipse, as you recall, a new moon on the 1st of September. So
yeah,
we should
re-emphasize that, because that was big.
Yeah, it started. The month started with a real big bang, just as you said. I mean, that wasn't a small event. It was a big event. And it really said, you know, that solar eclipse was in Virgo. It was in that earth energy, you know, just as the new moon. And so we're headed to a new eclipse next week, as you know, the lunar eclipse. But this was really so significant because this is really creating new opportunities, positive out of the past that might have been negative. And it's really saying everything is shifting. It just, do you want to be part of the shift, or do you still want to be waiting at the train station after the train has left? Oh, well, what I was saying is, do we want to be part of the shift?
Yes.
Or do we just want to be waiting, you know, at the train station after the train has left? So what I'm really saying is we're all on this train of shifting. We're all on this train of moving forward. And for each of us, it will be different. You know, it doesn't matter, but if we're open to the shift and we're willing to do some of the things we've discussed here, we're willing to open ourselves and make the shifts and make the changes and work with the energy, then we're all going to shift.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point, because this September, particularly because of this transformational energy that's flowing in, is very much about be the change you wish to be in the world, that you wish to see in the world. I love that song that you play, Solazar, on the show sometimes, because that's where we're at. And I would say it even stronger than you just did, that if we choose during this period to just run business as usual, right, then we are not voting for what is our best outcome or the best outcome for the world. Because I think all of us would say, do we want a limitless amount of what we have today? And I think the answer would be, for the most part, no, right? So what can we do in this period? And it doesn't have to be some giant, big, global, sweeping thing. What can we do in our own lives, in our own backyard, to be who we want to be in the world?
And I think that's why I like to start the show with the Day by Day with James Allen, because the underlying point of what he shares for us, every day we have a new opportunity to create our future differently. Every day. It doesn't matter what we didn't do or what we did do yesterday. We get to start anew every day. And I think that's the critical juncture that we're at right now, is that everybody's got to let go of what they did or didn't do. They've got to let go of what happened or what didn't happen. They got to let go of who kicked them in the shins in fifth grade, who spit on them when they were three, everything. And get on the train of saying, what do I want? And what can I shift today? What can I shift about my thoughts, my process, or even what I'm doing to start carving out a new future?
I like that.
Yeah.
And there's a hopeful feeling, you know, to this month. Are you feeling it, Solazar?
Yeah, I absolutely am. That's why I said, I have to go back to my notes to find it, but I do remember in August I was sharing that there were aspects that were creating, and I wish I could recall what they were, but there were aspects that were creating a shift for everyone by the end of September. It was happening. You're either a part of it or you're not a part of it, but things were going to shift whether you chose to go with it or not. And I feel just like you that it's all good. As we shared, I know I shared a lot at the fair to people, energy is neutral. It's what we choose to do with it that gives it a charge of positive or negative. So the energy is here. All we've got to do is point it in the direction of what we want.
That's part of the magic of working with limitlessness. You really, to work with it most effectively, it requires that focus, because it can go any direction you want, right? So this month, it's important to acknowledge reality, but to stay on the positive of what do you want to create.
Well, unfortunately, you mentioned reality, which caused me to have to mention one other thing. But Saturday, the 10th, Saturn in Sagittarius will have a square with Neptune in Pisces. So we're going to have this great Saturn, which is saying, hey, we got things to do. It's kind of real world things. Put your feet on the ground. Fighting with Neptune, which is saying, nah, I'm pretty much into clouds and rainbows. You know, so Saturday is not the day to start the new projects, to plan out the future, to do everything. You know, Saturday would be a good day to just relax, be part of nature, do easy things. Don't try to push on that day, because Neptune in Pisces especially is going to be creating a huge fog of fantasy over reality. So I was going to mention that on Thursday, but since you brought that up, I'm going to touch on it now for folks to get. So any additional thoughts, Kira, that you'd like to share or points you want to bring up?
Nope, I think that pretty much covers it. I did want to share with people that I've been doing a monthly vibrational infusion series for letting people get familiar with the vibrations. So September is this energy of limitlessness and transformation, and how can you use the senses of smell and taste and touch and sight to work with those vibrations so they become more than just a number. You can really feel that energy. And we're potentially going to be expanding the group. We've kind of grown beyond what we can probably do at the house. And so if people are interested in participating in this, we're looking at some local venues. Definitely like to know if there's more interest. It's usually the first Friday of every month. And so if you're interested, you can either email me at kirilani@prodigy.net or give me a call at 831-676-3722 to learn more about it.
Okay, that's great. And actually, I have some ideas. So maybe after the show, when you have some time, give me a call. I have some things I wanted to share with you related to that.
Okay.
May be good. So
perfect.
Once again, that's Kirilani. She does Go With The Flow here every Tuesday. She's working on her vibrational energy, monthly vibrational energy classes. If you want more information, go to Kirilani, Kyralani, at prodigy.net. If you missed that, just go to the contact page of goodvibrationsradio.com, send a request through there, and Kirilani will be sure to get it. So thank you once again for joining us, for your time. Thank you for your assistance this weekend. And thank you for thanking the people who showed up, because I didn't do that.
Well, but isn't it fun for you to, you know, to see people from year to year?
Oh, absolutely. What I'm especially pleased with is seeing people who, for instance, for want of a better term, maybe we're in a traumatic moment or dramatic moment of their life. That's the reason they came for the reading. That's the reason they wanted to go through and see what guidance, what energy was available for them. And then they come back and they've been able to move on from that. They've grown from that.
You
they're
see
happier.
How they're progressing. And it's neat.
And many of them are really excited to share how well they've done as well, because, and literally I had one woman, Kira, that I think it was yesterday, as a matter of fact, that came up, tall lady, came up from across the way. Do you remember me? And she's telling me her cards that she picked, and she brought her friend from India to meet, you know, and it was just, the cards had such an impact. The reading had such an impact on her. And people want to share that. So I do, I really get, I get a real charge out of that.
Well, it feels, it's certainly gratifying, right? But it's amazing too. It's back to the kind of magical miracles. And Salazar and I started doing these single card readings from the Osho Zen deck at Rhoda, actually, and realized how powerful just that single card reading can be. And so for people who miss Salazar at the fair, you're now at the farmer's market in Monterey on Tuesday nights. You can stop by, see Salazar, get a single card reading. And it's interesting because one time we were at Rhoda, and there was a lady who stopped by the booth, and I did kind of the single card reading with her. She went and did a bunch of different things. And at the end of the fair, she came back to me and she said, I realize now, and she had driven a long way. She'd come from Stockton or something. She said, I realize I came because I needed to hear what you said and what this card, you know, what this card shared with me. And those are the things that you just kind of almost get chills and go, this is super neat that we have the opportunity to be that catalyst in each other's life. And sometimes in September, you know, that magic and miracles more and more and more comes in the form of someone popping into your life. You know, they may be that messenger that's in the card that you picked where for the guidance. Right? They may be the messenger to just pop through this little message from your soul to say, hey, this is what you need to hear in the moment. So drop by the Monterey Farmers Market on Tuesday nights and see Salazar.
And I want to reiterate, Kira, because it did happen so often, you know, you know, for you or for me, but so often people would come up and say, you know what, this was better than the full readings because it's just, it told me more, just like that woman from Stockton. But I think a part of that is because sometimes in a full reading, it's easy for the reader to get tied up into the totality of the reading. But I really believe that when a person picks that one card, they are picking exactly what their subconscious wants them to hear. It has nothing to do with you or I as the
exactly.
reader. We're just a translator because it may not be a language they know. And
exactly.
that, I think that's why they are so powerful, because we're not involved. We're just there to tell them what it means.
Exactly. And so we're kind of like the little interpreter, but
yeah.
that's it. And I just wanted people to know that this opportunity is now available on a weekly basis to connect with you, because
well, thank you.
People wait for a long time for Rhoda to come up, and please mark your calendars for the end of October.
Yeah, the 29th and 30th, and come on down.
Come on down.
So, yeah.
All right, well,
so, Kara, I know you got to go.
And we'll connect again next week. Have a great kickoff to September.
Thank you once again, Kira, and blessings to all. And everybody, remember, Kiralani, KYRALANI, at Prodigy, that's P as in Paul, RODIGY.net. Get in touch with her or use the contact page of Good Vibrations Radio. She has the monthly vibrational energy classes, workshops with people, which are being very well received and very powerful. And if you're interested, make sure you get on her list so she knows. Well, that's going to bring us very close to the end of this show. And the one thing we have to do, oh yes, I used to have to, which is almost like a should, is because we talked about it in the beginning. In the beginning, we said, this is the time to look at where your sorrow is, where your grief is, who you need to forgive, and where you need to forgive yourself. So we are going to have a forgiveness prayer. So take a moment to sit and be comfortable. Don't close your eyes, but you can close your eyes if you're not driving. If you're driving, I'm going to recommend you keep them open. But we're going to do the forgiveness prayer. This goes through three levels. We forgive others, we forgive ourselves for what we've done to others, and we forgive ourselves for what we've done to ourselves. Let's take a deep breath in and out. In, out. Settle our energy. In, out. I'll say the words and leave space for you to say them after me out loud. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward anyone or anything that has hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive them as I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused others, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused myself, consciously or unconsciously. From the beginning of time to this present moment, I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. I invoke the power of grace and forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to my divine innocence. And so it is. Allow yourself to be who you are. Allow yourself to be human. Allow yourself to learn. But remember to forgive. Forgive yourself and forgive others. And we always remind you, use Ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. As a way of forgiving yourself for any moment, any issue, or any emotion that comes up, I want you to remember that you came into this world as a divine being of light. Our journey through life is about learning how to shine our divine light into the world in the best way that serves us and serves the world. It's different for each of us. It's not profound, as Kira said. It doesn't mean all of us are changing the world, but it means all of us are changing each moment, each contact, each interaction by finding the best way to be more of the light that we already are. Remember, when the mind is engaged, it likes to put out our light. But when we bring our light out, the mind will follow. Bless yourself. Love yourself, accept yourself, forgive yourself. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio right here on Radio Monterey. As we go forward, we'll be back live on Thursday, and this show will replay Wednesday evening, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. But for right now, turn the lead in your life into gold. And be the change, as Cat Edmonds said.
Everywhere you look, you can write a book on what's going on. Everyone you know's got to reap what they sow, be it right or wrong. There's a hole up in the sky. Oil and blood, tell me why, oh why. Terror struck, look at us. This isn't what we planned. You gotta take a stand. Don't forget that pride always goes before the fall. And nobody's free till there's freedom for all.